Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Support for Almost Entirely Sports is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Here's what we can do for you. We have an exclusive offer for listeners to Almost Entirely Sports. It's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALMOST. Most on any order at manscaped.com. It's an incredible deal for an incredible product. Listen, over the course of our future, maybe we'll get into more or less detail whenever talking about our experience with Manscaped, but I can tell you firsthand, they hooked us up. They sent out a box for me and Beards and Rudy, and apparently Beards this whole time was a Manscaped user and never told us, which has just really brought on more questions than answers at this point. But I have now used the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, and everything in their Perfect Package 3.0 is absolutely unbelievable. Everything the ads say have been 100% true. It truly is a best-in-class grooming experience. Plus, if you do go get their Perfect Package, they'll also give you a pair of high-performance Manscaped boxer briefs that are incredible and will keep everything feeling fresh all day long, and a travel shed bag to put all your grooming goodies inside of. Also, the bag is incredible. I promise you, this is something that all of us were so excited to get and have been so impressed by whenever we did the unboxing on the show, whenever it got here to the station. Everybody at Manscaped has been great. The product is impeccable, and I'm really, really excited about being able to bring you a deal for 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. You can support the show and get a great product from Manscaped, really supporting yourself, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of double entendres throughout this read. I don't know if you caught that or not. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code ALMOST. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. The Kansas City Chiefs 2021 schedule is finally released after hours and hours and hours of leaks and rumors over the course of the day today. The Chiefs have tweeted it out. The NFL is going about its entire NFL schedule release show. We'll have every game across the NFL docket here very shortly, but we do have all 18, yes, 18 weeks of the Chiefs season scheduled out right now. I'll give you all of that information here in just a moment. Plus, we'll talk a little bit here over the next half hour about what this may mean for the Chiefs. Some interesting pockets in the schedule that I think will be worth talking about for, again, over the course of this next half hour. And I think we're going to see a couple interesting patterns that pop up, a couple interesting clusters, and also plenty of primetime action. My name is Josh Abrisco here with you again for 30 minutes or so before we get to Sporting Kansas City tonight right here on your own for Sporting Kansas City, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Beards McFly on the other side of the glass. If you want to interact with the show, you can do it in any of our video streams. We're up on those for tonight's little quickie here. And also you can tweet me at JB Brisco and or at Sports Radio 810. Try to take some questions over the course of tonight's show as well. But here's what we've got. Week one, we knew this already. The Chiefs will begin the season in an afternoon game, 3:25, against the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield, Kareem Hunt back to Arrowhead. Odell Beckham Jr. should be healthy, and it's a rematch of the divisional round playoff game the Chiefs had against the Browns last year. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes started but did not finish that game as he had the chokeout tackle that had concussion-like symptoms. Rematch of that game in week one, and the Chiefs didn't waste any time getting their playoff rematches out of the way here for the 2021 season, but they'll kick it off at home against the Cleveland Browns. Week 2 is the first primetime matchup for the Chiefs. They'll go to the Baltimore Ravens. That seems like it's always an early season game, always has a lot of hype behind it. Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. All of the talent from both of these teams. A couple of great coaches who know each other very, very well. Reed, Harbaugh, Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson. Pass catchers now also added to the Baltimore side of things. That game is going to be fantastic. And the Chiefs do begin two games right there, right out of the gate from a couple of teams from the same division, going Browns and then at Ravens, week one, week two. Week three, they come back to Kansas City. They'll have the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert, and the team that always wins the offseason. Will they be able to actually win some games over the course of the actual season this year? We'll find out against the Chiefs in week three, as we'll see the Chargers and Chiefs face off, currently scheduled for noon. There's all sorts of flexible scheduling that shows up later on in the year. I'm not going to get into any of that today. I'm just going to tell you what it's all scheduled for as of right now. And as of right now, week three, Chiefs Chargers at Arrowhead, Mahomes versus Justin Herbert. This is a fabulous start to the 2021 season. Week four, Andy Reid will go back to Philadelphia for the Chiefs to face off with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're obviously right now in a little bit of a rebuilding mode, but the storyline of Andy Reid going back to Philly will certainly fill the press conferences that week. We'll see how much Andy Reid ends up wanting to talk about it whenever we get there, but also a pretty fun game there. But hopefully, for the Chiefs' perspective, the easiest game of that first cluster, because then after that, week five, they're back on primetime again. Sunday Night Football going up against the Buffalo Bills here in Arrowhead Stadium. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, another one of these teams in the AFC that always seems to just be kind of clawing at the Chiefs' heels, breathing down their neck, but never fully surpassing them so far in these eras of Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. And I'm very, very excited for that game. That's within the first 5 weeks. In the first 5 weeks of the season, we're going to get Chiefs-Browns, Chiefs-Ravens, Chiefs-Chargers, and Chiefs-Bills, and also Andy Reid's return to Philly. Just a fabulous start for what should be a fabulous NFL season. Week 6, noon game against the Washington football team, going to D.C. to play that game. Obviously, you don't get the fun Alex Smith potential matchup as he retired this offseason, but you get Ron Rivera, I suppose. There might be a couple storylines there. They're a bit of a mess, but again, you can't play playoff caliber teams every week, even though the Chiefs play a lot of them over the course of their 18 weeks. At Washington, week 6 at noon. Week 7, they go to the Tennessee Titans, another one of those teams in the AFC that seems like they're desperately trying to break into the Chiefs tier as one of those top tier teams, as really the top tier team in the AFC. The Titans have been right there for a while, but not been able to actually get over that hump. Obviously, the AFC Championship game, not last year, but the year prior, Chiefs beat the Titans, go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. Titans will attempt to get a little revenge there in week 7. Week 8, another primetime game as the Chiefs will face off with the New York Giants. That's in Arrowhead, not a matchup we see very often. Reaching over to the NFC and getting a chance to play the Giants. Daniel Jones will come to town. Obviously, again, that's a team that right now still hasn't figured out everything but appears to be moving in the right direction. We'll see if Saquon Barkley is healthy at that point, as he's had injury issues the last couple of seasons, obviously. But Daniel Jones is going to determine exactly how far they end up rising. And so we'll see there by week 8. But again, not a whole lot of stinkers in the first half of the schedule for the Kansas City Chiefs, and it does not lighten up anytime soon. Week 9, will it be the Chiefs against Aaron Rodgers? Will it be the Chiefs against Jordan Love? Still to be determined, but we are getting Chiefs-Packers in week 9 as an afternoon game on a Sunday. Obviously, we've seen Chiefs-Packers a couple of times, but we saw that game happen the first time with Matt Moore starting it whenever Patrick Mahomes was out with his dislocated kneecap injury, and then it seemed like maybe we'd get a chance at one of those Mahomes-Rodgers Super Bowls that would have been so much fun. Obviously, that didn't end up happening last year. Probably would have been better for the Chiefs if we could have seen them go up against Green Bay instead of Tampa, because I don't think Green Bay would have done all that to the Chiefs' offensive line. Still would have been tough, but maybe we'll finally see Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers on the same plane of existence that's not in a State Farm commercial for the first time. I would love to see them actually go head-to-head. We'll see if we get there in Week 9. Obviously, if he ends up in the AFC West, we'll see Aaron Rodgers here twice. Week 10, another primetime game as the Chiefs
Plan accordingly, folks. Go to Vegas. You want to make your first road trip to the new Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas. They didn't have fans last year, didn't even have limited capacity. Mark Davis said that they wanted to make sure that they had full capacity whenever that stadium opened truly for fans for the first time. Week 10, the Chiefs go to Las Vegas on Sunday Night Football to face off against the Las Vegas Raiders, and then they follow that up with an afternoon game against the Dallas Cowboys in Week 11, a 3:25 kickoff there. Week 11 against a Cowboys team that is going to be a whole lot better if Dak Prescott's leg is all where it's supposed to be. Last year, they were a pretty frustrating, pretty underwhelming team to watch play, but with Dak, they're certainly a whole lot better. So could be a fun game there, but holy smokes, what an 11-game stretch there before ultimately the Week 12 bye week. Those are a lot of games to play back to back to back to back to back, and I'll put a pause there on the Week 12 bye as the Chiefs will get their pause finally in that incredible start to the season. There's a lot of games in there, and here's the thing: we rightfully so around these parts should have incredibly high expectations and hopes for the Kansas City Chiefs on literally every level, right? There's not a game that you should expect them to lose. But if you get a couple of unexpected losses in that first sort of little more than half of the season, maybe those games come against, I don't think they're good. I'll give you a very, very early prediction momentarily, so I don't take this as gospel just yet. But the Chiefs will get the Browns, Ravens, let's say Browns, Ravens, Bills, Titans, Packers. Throw in the Cowboys if you want. There are six games there that could really go either way. I think they'll win the majority of those, obviously. Those could really go either way. The two games that I skipped over there are the two divisional games against the Chargers and the Raiders. Those games are going to matter for the AFC West, which does look like it's going to just keep getting more and more competitive as they try to slow down the Chiefs at all. The reason that I make that point here on the Week 12 bye is that in Week 13, 14, and 15, the Chiefs go AFC West, AFC West, AFC West. They get a noon game Week 13 against the Denver Broncos, a noon game Week 14 against the Las Vegas Raiders, both of those at Arrowhead. They have a bye week and then back-to-back divisional games at home. Feel really good about Andy Reid coming off a bye. And then in Week 15, they go to Los Angeles to play the Chargers on Thursday Night Football. A quick turnaround there. Obviously, the Chargers will also be on a quick turnaround. I don't know who they play in Week 14, but I can't imagine they're coming off of a bye. I don't think the NFL would do that to one team playing on Thursday night. It'd be a tremendous disadvantage for that team. But that is a very important stretch if the AFC West is still in play come Week 13. And honestly, the AFC West is looking pretty good this year. The Chiefs are going to have a tough start just in terms of opponents. Wouldn't surprise me one iota if those three games are the Chiefs really saying they're big brother putting their hand on the forehead of little brother and fully getting them out at arm's length. That's what that three-game stretch can be for the Chiefs in Week 13, 14, and 15. Week 16, they get the Pittsburgh Steelers in Kansas City, afternoon game. I'm less concerned about the Steelers than I am the Ravens, certainly. Feeling pretty all right about most of that division, really. But they get the Steelers in Week 16 and then follow that up with a trip to the Cincinnati Bengals. Again, a couple divisional opponents there in back-to-back weeks for the Chiefs. And then they cap it off in Week 18, because this is a 17-game schedule now. In Week 18, they go to the Denver Broncos for an afternoon game where if things are going well, maybe that game doesn't matter for the Chiefs. If things are going not as well, theoretically, you're beating Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Lock to lock up the AFC West, lock up a certain playoff seating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I will go through and we will do full on. That's a win, that's a loss here in a second. But here's sort of the specifically like long-term playoff impactful element of this that I just don't think we can really talk about too much. There is one bye week in each conference. This was the case last year as well. But when only one team gets a first round bye, it makes every single game that much more important. I don't really care about the Chiefs playing the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead nearly as much. I would like that, obviously. Let's keep doing that. I've enjoyed that very much. Bit of an annual tradition. I'm a big fan. But it's less important to me that the Chiefs play the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead than it is that they don't have to play a game at all in Week 19. Not just because it takes your chances of losing that game from, you know, maybe a 25, 30, 40, 50% chance, depending on who you're playing and how each team is playing at that time, where health is at and everything. But if you say, well, you know, I think there's only a 25% chance they lose, let's make it the Browns. They lose to the Browns in the wild card game. That's not much of a chance, but it's 1-4. And if you could make that a 0% chance, that is an incredibly impactful thing to just be able to skip a week of football knowing that you're going to advance to the next round. Hugely impactful. The most valuable thing that we do not talk about enough in terms of your day-to-day, week-to-week predictions, schedule analysis, all that. But it's hugely important, and the Chiefs are going to have, as every team is going to have, a tough time making that an annual, just sort of ode to them, don't even think about it, the Chiefs have a first round by recurring occurrence. It's really tough to be that good every year. It's also really tough to get to the Super Bowl while playing wild card games. Selfishly, I don't like that there's only one bye week now for the first round of the playoffs, because it makes the Chiefs' life harder. But that's going to be the most important thing over the course of the regular season, because I do think they're going to win the AFC West. I think they'll win the AFC West with I'm saying that with a pretty significant amount of confidence. I'm feeling pretty significantly confident that they'd win the AFC West if Aaron Rodgers joined either the Raiders or the Broncos. But maybe Aaron Rodgers' Broncos or Raiders split with the Chiefs instead of going 0-2 against the Chiefs. That's the danger of, you know, we all make fun of the offseason hype for the Chargers every year, and I get it. It's funny. Every offseason, I think Mick Schaefer said this on Almost Entirely Sports last week, the Chargers should be a baseball team because all they do is win in the summer. And I get it. I understand. But for them to bother the Chiefs, it's not just to win the AFC West. It's to win games that then challenges the Chiefs in the long run, trying to get that number one overall seed. So that's where I think this really matters. That first opening stretch of the season will be a lot of fun and will probably be a pretty significant challenge. I feel great about Andy Reid against the Browns when he's probably going to start game planning for that in about 15 minutes. He probably knew the schedule already, so I'm guessing that actually he's got the first page of the Chiefs-Browns game plan, the outline, ready right now. The Chiefs have owned the Ravens over these last few years in the Patrick Mahomes era. I don't think it's wise to take that for granted, but fair enough to mention it whenever you look at Week 2. And then against the Chargers, they're going to be a pest for the Chiefs, I think, for a long time, because Justin Herbert, even as a skeptic when he was drafted, he looked like the real deal to me last year. That is a beefy first three games of the schedule. But if I am forced right now to tell you, all right, game by game, who's doing what, I have not written anything down. I've not pre-planned any of this. I'm going to just do it as we go, and we'll see how it feels by the time I get to Week 18. Week 1, they're going to beat the Browns. Check. Beards, will you count wins for me, please?
Do you want me to just write down what your picks are going to be?
I just need a number of wins and losses, honestly.
Browns win.
Just write down a dub and keep track. Going to Baltimore on Sunday Night Football in Week 2 is going to be brutal. That is a terrible start to a season. That's a terrible challenge to be forced with right out of the gate. And also, the Chiefs did it last year. I'm curious to see what their first game is, because sometimes that stuff matters, right? They open at the Raiders in week one on Monday Night Football. I think I'd seen that earlier. They're opening with back-to-back primetime games, and they're going to have one less day there for the Chiefs because they'll have spent an extra day at the beginning of the season getting ready for the Raiders. That's a bit of a tough break. I don't know how much that one day is really going to matter, but it's a little something. I think the Chiefs will win that game. The Chargers in Kansas City, this first matchup with the even more retooled lineup. Remember, last year, the Chiefs ended up getting pretty well tested by Justin Herbert, essentially coming out of nowhere because Tyrod Taylor's lung had been punctured by a doctor. And then at the end of the year, the Chargers won that game because the Chiefs were playing their backups. I think the Chiefs win that game at home week three, but I'm not incredibly confident about it. Eagles week four, Chiefs win. Bills on Sunday Night Football. I think the Bills are really good. I think this game is going to be really fun. I also think the Chiefs are better and have the better quarterback. So I'll take the Chiefs to beat the Bills there, but not with all the confidence that you might be rooting for. Week six at Washington, think they're going to win. Week seven at the Titans, I think they're going to win. I'm lower on the Titans than most people end
but
up being.
But running the football,
I'm not that
Josh,
worried about Derrick Henry.
But time of possession.
We did this in the AFC Championship game last year.
But if you run the ball, you beat the Chiefs. We know this.
That's what they all say. I will just start reusing my work from the AFC Championship. We'll just replay full shows that week from before the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. Most of it, I think, will probably hold. Giants, Monday Night Football, weird matchup. Feel fine about that. Packers is a tough one, because we don't know who the quarterback is going to be, but today's when the schedule came out. I think they're going to win that game in Arrowhead, probably either way. At the Raiders, week 10. Sunday Night Football. I'm not going to do it. Also, the Chiefs won that one also. Then you get the Cowboys in a bye week, 11-0 going into the bye. That's where I'm at right now. Coming off the bye, not going to lose. Broncos at noon, week 13, I'll take the Chiefs. Unless Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback, and one of those is going to go the other way. Raiders week 14, you know, they're going to split with the Raiders. It's just a thing that's happened. There's the Chiefs' first loss on my report card.
At home?
That's happened last year. Victory lap, baby. I'm splitting hairs between the Sunday night game. It's just a thing that's been happening for what feels like a decade now, is the Chiefs win on the road and the Raiders win here. And I gotta say they split that series, because you're gonna find out what's gonna happen with the remainder of this, which is that I don't think the Chiefs are gonna lose a whole lot of football games. You know what the Chiefs are gonna do? They're gonna drop two in a row. Oh, the sky is falling. Lose to the Raiders, they get the Chargers in week 15. Road game on Thursday Night Football is really, really tough. I'm giving the Chargers that one. They're splitting with those two. They're going to sweep the Broncos, though. Spoiler alert. Steelers, not stressing. At Bengals, not stressing. At Broncos, that game, if this goes this way, might not matter. But I'm giving you two losses in week 14 and 15, because I think they're going to probably end up splitting with the Raiders and Chargers. My first read through the schedule in the first 17 game season makes the Chiefs 15-2. They're probably not going to win 15 games. They're probably going to drop. If I go through each game and tell you who do I actually think wins each game, I'd bet on the Chiefs every single week, right? That's the smart money. They might be favored, depending on how week one goes and then what that does for the line in week two. The Chiefs should be favored in literally every single game on this schedule, unless somebody surprises somebody, either by adding Aaron Rodgers or by being better than you'd think. But right now, I feel pretty good about that. Ultimately, I'd say they're probably actually 4-1 out of those first 5 weeks and then drop two more later. And then they're 14-3. I'm going to have to get used to saying those numbers that add up to 17 instead of 16 now. It's going to be a little bit of a weird muscle memory to work through. But that right now, I think they probably are in that three-loss range which in a 17-game season would probably be enough to get it done. That Ravens game in Week 2, though, and that Bills game in Week 5, a couple of the games there that I think the Chiefs are most vulnerable to losing, could matter a ton in a tiebreaker with either of those teams for potential first-round bye. It's a very, very fun schedule, and it should be a very, very fun NFL season. Here's what you got. I'm going to run through them right here before we wrap up the show. Week 1, Browns. Week 2, at Ravens. Week 3, Chargers. Week 4, at Eagles. Week 5, Bills. Week 6, at Washington. Week 7, at Titans. Week 8, Giants. Week 9, Packers. Week 10, at Raiders. Week 11, Cowboys. Week 12, bye week. Take a breath. Week 13, Broncos. Week 14, Raiders. Week 15, at Chargers. Week 16, Steelers. Week 17, at Bengals. Week 18, at Broncos. There you go. The Kansas City Chiefs 2021 schedule has been released. I'm Joshua Briscoe. Thanks for being here with us for it on the Sports Radio 810 WHB schedule release show. Sporting Kansas City is up next right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.